morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. Happy Tuesday to you, not Friday, as we mentioned earlier by joke. joining us now by phone, we have Brad Baker. He is the Santa Rosa County Administrator, and we'd like to talk to him in between the meetings. You know, the meeting on Monday is the committee meeting, or what you might think of as the agenda review, although they don't call it that. And then Thursday is the regular voting meeting, the one that matters, really, and we talked to him in between. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well. First thing, I had seen some reports that the bridge toll booth question was going to be on Thursday's agenda as a voting matter, as a presentation. Is that actually going to be on Thursday's agenda?
The capital projects list is what's going to be on the agenda. We'll actually have a toll study presentation at the next board meeting, which would be actually October the 9th. The board decided to just do one meeting that week because of the change of guard at Holbrook Field happening on Monday the 6th.
Okay, so that's going to be, that's at the regular meeting. There won't be a committee meeting that week because of scheduling conflicts, but that's not this week. Okay, very good. But lots of other capital projects, including the big discussion about potentially one or maybe two different aquatic centers. So let's talk about that. It seems like everybody wants it, but the question is price, something in the, what, $40 million for the big one, maybe 20 or so for the smaller one because you got north end, south end concerns. Is that right?
Yeah, so the competition size pool would be in the $28 million. That's if you do an outside pool. You know, obviously, if you did an inside pool, that would run up the cost dramatically. And then, you know, looking at a smaller pool, a recreational type pool, in the, I believe it was $14 million range. So, yeah, that's obviously a challenging, but the board did indicate that they wanted to move forward, at least with the design and start the conceptual understanding of the direction they might want to go with that.
And part of the theory on this is that it will generate tax revenue. It will maybe, it won't probably make money, but that between, you know, rentals and memberships and access, you can maybe recoup somewhere between 40-50%, something like that, of your annual operating costs. That, you know, it's a public amenity that people clearly want, and maybe it can sort of pay for some of itself. Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah, that's the idea. And you know, if we do the competitive pool, we could host competitive swim meets and generate more revenue. You know, tax TDC dollars through hotel stays, and then, you know, the input to the economy. So yeah, that's kind of the theory on it. It is it's a big undertaking, but the board at least wants to move to the next steps and have that conversation. I think the competitive pool is the one that the people have the most interest in, our partners anyway. You know, we've been in discussions with Gulf Breeze. We've been in discussions with City of Milton, the school board, et cetera. You know, they're definitely interested. We had one of the biggest outpouring on the survey that the contractor did for us. So very positive feedback from the community. They want it. It's just a matter we have to definitely have to figure out how to pay for it.
And that's the one part. Of course, we've had a lot of conversations, you and I have, and the board has had, about being able to afford these things. And I really respected the board for kind of taking the general position of, why do we keep doing studies on things we're not actually going to create instead? And, you know, and you've raised this question, too, of having, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of unfunded ideas. And, you know, why do we keep doing this? And honestly, even though I get the value of having one, it feels like we're kind of going down that road again. Well, we all really want it, and we know we can't really afford it, but we're going to start doing design. You know, ugh, no, I guess there is a plan for funding this, or there's no plan for funding this yet?
Yeah, we still have to work that out. I do think that if you go with a competitive pool, you do have the ability to tap into some of those tourist development dollars for a portion of that.
Oh, okay.
We've got some other partners that have expressed some interest in that. So that's why I say, you know, the competitive pool probably makes a little more sense. And, you know, there's been some other discussions with the City of Milton on more of a recreational pool, so...
Okay. Well, I know we're early on, but, you know, it was a big conversation yesterday, and I thought it was fascinating. Also, the discussion about look, it does cost more to do it indoors, but a lot of people build outdoors then have to convert to indoors, just like UWF did and other places have done. Let's not do it that way. If we're going to do it, let's start with indoors, because we're going to wish we'd have done it that way from the beginning. Thursday, they're going to be voting on a whole bunch of capital projects. That's the big money to build things that actually exist when you're done. And apparently a couple of them, I mean, you brought what, like 12, 14, something like that. And they sided with two big road projects, right?
Yeah, they did. And out of our 84 projects that are on the capital improvement plan, 17 are ready to go to the next phase. And that's either design or construction. There were four designs, the aquatic center being one, the drainage study on Florida Town Basin, the Navarre Community Access Road, and the Joppa Football Complex. And they did not indicate they wanted to do anything on the Navarre Community Access Road, moving that to design at this time. And
that's
then,
a not moving to design. I just want to make sure we heard you. That's not
correct.
Okay. Go ahead.
There'll be no action on that.
Got it.
On that one. But the two big road projects that the board indicated they want to move forward with was we call it the North Woodbine, really the 5 points from Para through Vinewood, that whole 5 points intersection, making that four lane through there, and then four laning Berry Hill Road from 5 points all the way to just west of Pond Creek. So we're working out the debt services on that to take back to the board, but they indicated they want to move forward with that, and really the conversation hinged around, well, everybody says, you know, previous boards kick the can down the road. Well, let's don't kick the can. Let's do something now, because it's only going to be more expensive if we wait another 5 or 10 years to do it.
Now, I don't want to make numbers up, because I've gotten all my numbers wrong so far and everything I've said to you. I'm sorry. It's my fault. But I remember really big numbers for Berry Hill, and I'm sure the numbers on the Woodbine are similar. What's the actual number that we're talking about for the price tag of each of these projects?
Yeah, so we did some value engineering with the design team on Berry Hill Road, and while it's still a big number, it is $33 million, just over $33 million for that phase of Berry Hill Road, and then $26 million for the Woodbine North widening in that quintet 5 points intersection.
Okay, and again, those are just sections of Berry Hill and Woodbine. This is not all of Berry Hill or Woodbine, because the totality
That's
of Berry
correct.
Hill, the number in my head was like 100 plus million. What was the number for all of Berry Hill?
Yeah, you're right, Andrew. It'd be around that, because we have a bridge to take into account on the next phase. And then you get into around the hospital and up towards Stewart Street. So that gets a little more complicated and a little more expensive.
Okay, but the smaller slice of these projects, somewhere in the vicinity of $50 to $60 million combined for the portion of Woodbine and the portion of Berry Hill. Anything else on the list that they are going to be looking at on Thursday to finalize and approve going forward, either to design or to construction or, I mean, advancing in any way that people want to know about?
The rest, yeah. I mean, you know, everybody talks about West Spencerfield Road. We do have a roundabout that is already completed design, ready to go out to bid for construction. So that one got approved, and that's at West Spencerfield and Giddens Road.
Is that the northwest corner or the southwest corner? Where is that?
Yeah, that is the, if you go.
Like, is that Benny Russell Park or is it the other one?
No, it's the one before that.
Okay.
It's the one west of there.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Giddens is the one that connects back to Shemuckle Highway.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about the wrong part of that road. Okay, fair enough. So one is a roundabout. And, what else?
Yeah, then you got the Highway 182 Phase 1. It's a widening and resurfacing of Highway 182. Doing some boat ramp improvements, Oriole Beach boat ramp and parking lot. That's a pretty highly used boat ramp area down in the south end. And then a seawall for the Bal Alex boat ramp. We are replacing the playground equipment at Benny Russell. It has reached its end of life in the board. That's just over $1 million to replace that playground equipment at Benny Russell. Dredging project at Archie Glover. You know, that's a pretty heavy used boat ramp for us, and continues to have issues with, you know, deep water through that canal.
And is part of the funding for the boat, the Bal Alex and the Oriole Beach and the Archie Glover, I assume that part of the reason that you guys are able to approve that is because of the vote to increase the boater fees, which generates a revenue stream to kind of help make it possible to do those. Am I thinking about this the right way?
It does. And we also were able to utilize some of our ARPA interest that we accrued. We checked with the federal government, and they allowed us to use the interest we accrued because we spent that over time. And so there's just over $2 million in interest, and we wanted to use it in line with what we had used the other projects so that when we get audited, it's a smoother transition. You don't throw any red flags up.
Okay, and that's because it comes under the kind of the recreation health slice of ARPA money, is that
Really, the
right?
water quality.
Oh.
Yeah, the water
Oh, okay.
quality. So we did boat ramps, we did drainage and things like that with the ARPA money.
Okay. Any other projects that you want to let people know about that are, going to be talked about on Thursday or voted to a final approval?
I think that's the main ones.
Okay. I mean,
And
it's plenty. It's a
a lot of
lot.
exciting stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot.
The
And that's out of our this coming year's capital allocation, the last year of the half-cent local option sales tax money that expires in December of next year, and the capital fund that the board allocated for this year. So,
is any of the
and
budgeting
I would
for any
like
of
to save some for debt services.
Yeah, is any of the budgeting for any of these things dependent on the bonding of future lost money, expecting that that would be re-upped next year?
No, we wouldn't do that until the people voted. I think the
Got it.
board will talk about that in December, the kind of the projects that if here are all the projects we're looking at, if the people vote on it, then we'll take this money, bond it, and complete these projects.
Okay. All right. Which is, I mean,
But I would say now, on top of all these projects, I mean, we still have a lot of money programmed in the budget for capital, such as we got, almost $3 million in paving for district paving, 1.6 for paving primary roads. That's our resurfacing. We got striping, we got almost $1 million in sidewalks, boat ramp repairs, restrooms at parks. So, I mean, those were already programmed in the budget. These are just part of the reallocation of the local option sales tax and our capital fund. So.
And again, just for people who might be tuning in late, the bridge toll discussion is going to be at the next meeting in October. That will not be at this Thursday's meeting, but all those other projects are going to be, voted on and decided about this Thursday to see if we take next steps on them. Great, Brad Baker. He is Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, thanks for clarifying, explaining all of that to me. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Okay, Angie, have a good day.